Petersburg lost power on the afternoon of September 29th, and the culprit has been identified, a power line that connects the community to SEPA's Tai Lake hydroelectric plant. SEPA officials say a fault occurred on a submarine cable about 2,000 feet off the shoreline of Woronofsky Island between Wrangell and Petersburg. The problem spot is about 300 to 400 feet underwater. The cables were installed in 1982 on the ocean floor across the Stikine Strait. Bob Lynn is a Petersburg Borough Assembly member and is the community's voting member on the SEPA Board of Directors. He told the Assembly Monday that the community is now being supplied on a backup cable.
And now that spare cable is in use, and this cable is out. So, and we cannot, if one of those cables came out, everything's out of sync and you cannot, Petersburg will not have power if that one of those other cables goes down. So it's a pretty critical problem that we've been working on right now.
As Lynn explained, that spare cable now in use is actually three separate ones transmitting the electricity in three phases. The one that failed did so around what looks like an underwater cliff. That problem cable, for some reason, has also moved away from others installed in the same place. The power agency in 2018 contracted for inspections of all of its submarine cables by remote-operated vehicle. That work last year and the review of the problem this year show potential issues with the backup lines that are Petersburg's last connection to Tai Power. Robert Larson is Petersburg's alternate on the SEPA board.
Once we looked at this fault, we also looked at the other three cables. It turns out that two of those three cables are suspended in air, They're suspended 30 feet up in a water column for over 1,000 feet. They were never designed for that. So we need to have this fixed, because we don't know what the future is going to bring for those other three cables. And once if one of those goes down, then we're looking at running diesels for a year.
The price of electricity skyrockets if that happens. The SEPA board members say the agency has borrowed an ROV from the University of Alaska to investigate and also hired a geologist to look at whether the ocean floor has shifted since the cable was installed. SEPA also may hire a cable consultant to look at next steps. Again, here's Lynn.
We've got emphasis on this to get this fixed, and the other communities agree. There's no question. But we just have to do it systematically and look at the data and see where we come up with it.
Lynn said the board heard that mobilization costs alone for the equipment to install a new cable could cost $1 million, while the fix itself could cost millions of dollars on top of that. And that might mean SEPA looks at replacing other submarine cables in Southeast Alaska at the same time. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.